Conclusion. The meal is ready, and the table is spread. The guests take their seats. Now what? Do they each take up a copy of the recipe manual, pore over a list of the meal's constituent proteins, vitamins, and minerals, and so on? Are they content merely to discuss the spread before them, commenting on its appearance, its nutritional value, its benefits for life, energy, and vigor? Do they rummage in their bag or pocket for their mobile gizmo in order to photograph the board as a keepsake? Do they badger their host for the recipe and leave it at that? Or what? Was that the purpose of the spread? Surely the guests will reach for knife and fork with anticipation. They know the food has to be eaten and digested. Only then can the proteins, the vitamins, and the minerals yield their benefits and do their work, and do it for them. And the whole experience is not meant to be a dry, boring exercise, nor merely confined to the cerebral, but something to be savored with gratitude. So, take your Bible, be a Berean. Make sure that what I have set out in this audio is biblical, and where you find it to be so, then, in the words of Thomas Cranmer, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. I go further. Live it out. Enjoy it. Let it be for your comfort and consecration, so that your life may serve as a testimony to others, and thus bring glory to God.